John, if you will, go on to agenda item number two.
Number two. This, again, is our normal quarterly report. As I mentioned each time, under the Public Funds Investment Act, which, of course, is a state statute, we're required to provide the board with our investment portfolio in detail. And you have the detailed listing of all of our investments in your materials. As you see in there, nearly all of our investments are still in certificates of deposit. They're collateralized. They're either secured by U.S. Treasury securities or letters of credit from a U.S. Treasury agency. So we feel good that we've got security there. But anyway, you can see the show a couple years of history here. This represents the book value of all of our portfolio. You can see it's down a little bit, down to $87 million or so from the previous quarter. That's typical of what happens. You can actually, if you go back to the November 30th, when you can see what happens, we actually start with a large amount and spend it down, as I've mentioned before. We collect a lot of our water in the first quarter of the year, so it brings our balances up, and then it's spent down over the year. So that's very much what we expect. A lot of our money. I'm sorry, I said the wrong thing. The water is what makes us money. The main thing to focus on is, again, as I mentioned, is the yield to maturity. That's the average yield that we have on all of our portfolio as a whole. Unfortunately, you can see it continues to go down a few basis points each quarter. We have apparently not seen the bottom yet of the interest rate business. Now, obviously, the Feds haven't changed their rate in quite a while, but our ability to reinvest, we go out for bids when we have money to reinvest, and we get bids from banks. We probably solicit 25 banks in the Texas area each time we have money, and I bet we get 5 or 6 responses out of 25 banks. And of those, there's only 1 or 2 of them that are very attractive at all, but that's what we obviously invest in. And you can see that our rate of return, average rate of return, is under 60 basis points now. So anyway, I'll put it in perspective. I've mentioned this before. Texpool, which is the state investment pool that a lot of public entities use, this morning was 4.8 basis points, was less than 5 basis points. And there's $15 billion of public funds invested in Texpool in the state of Texas. So there are a lot of public entities that are putting money in or are getting today less than 5 basis points, less than a tenth of this. So we feel, you know, good that we're trying to maximize it as best we can. Or anyway, any questions?